So let's read again the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem Tesef Aleph. And there's a lot of the Yisoidos and how to understand the mitzvah of Tzedakah nowadays we'll hopefully cover today. We left off with a very important question. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Shir Nesinasa. Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem Tesef. Okay? If you look in the Shulchan, in the packet, in the back of the packet is the Shulchan Aruch. It's
starting from Aleph.
Yeah,
it's okay. Called back to
142 in the Eichel Chachma. Okay. Shir Nisinasa, how much money do you give for tzedakah? Im yodei maseges, if you can afford it, yitein kifit tzorech ha'aniyim, you should give according to the need of the ani. Now, we haven't discussed yet what's considered the need of an ani. A guy comes and says, I don't have, I want to make a chasson. Oh, you want to make a chasson? Yeah, and, you know, I need to serve, you know, whatever it is. What's called the tzorech of the ani? Okay, that we have to still learn what's called the tzorech of the ani. Okay.
Have we defined what an ani is?
We haven't defined an ani, we haven't defined the tzorech of the ani.
Right.
Now, the ein, however, whatever it is, let's call it the mitzvah of day machsoiroi. There's an inyan that you have to give an ani everything he needs. Day machsoiroi. So he comes and says, I'm making chasana, bare minimum, I need $10,000 to make the chasana. That's called day machsoiroi. He says, I only have one car, I need a car, I can't make, go to, I can't, my parnasa is based on my car, I lost my car, I need another car, I need $5,000 minimum to get just some sort of car. Right? You have to give it to him. That's the mitzvah of tzarech aniyim de machsoiroi. Sus lirchai v'lov, the Gemara says, if you can afford it, you have to give it to him. V'mein yadei maseges, but if you can't afford it, kol kach, it's hard for you, then yitein ad chaymesh nechasav, mitzvah min amuvchar, then you have an extra inyan mitzvah min amuvchar to give a chaymesh. V'echad me'asara, and if you give meiser, one-tenth, is mid the beinoinis. Pachas mikan ayin ra, v'chaymesh zeh she'amru, and had you evaluate a fifth, shana rishayna me'hakeren, the first year is from your principal, mikan ve'ela chaymesh, chaymesh she'arevach she'arviach ho'chashan, you give off a fifth of what you give off of what you make every year. So what we, our problem, what we set up the issue was based on the Rambam. And this is the Chavetz Chaim that I gave out today, brings out the stira in the Rambam. This is a Gemara in Ksuvis, we learned last week, you're not allowed to spend more than 20% of your assets to give out to tzedakah. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis says a little differently. He says if you have a mitzvah of tzedakah coming your way, you have to spend up to 20%. And if you want, you could spend more. And the shaila is, how does that fit with the Gemara? The Gemara says the opposite. It sounds like you don't have to spend 20 chaymish, but you could, but you can't spend more. So, how does that fit in? Number one. Number two is that the Shulchan Aruch also is a little strange. What does it mean, im yodei maseges, if you can afford it? And then he says, if you can't afford it, a fifth. Well, what was the gather of, affording it? More than a fifth. It also sounds a little bit like the Rambam, that there's a time that you would have to pay more than a fifth. What's that all about? So, the way we, this is the Chavetz Chaim's question, I don't know whoever got to it over here, but the Chavetz Chaim, in this, in the first paragraph, is Dalet, he says, he's going to sum up the answer, and here's the answer that we said last week. We said that there's two types of such scenarios of tzedakah. The Iker, you know, there's certain mitzvahs, let's call it like this, there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah kiyumis and there's a mitzvah chiyuvis. There's some mitzvahs you have to do, and there's some mitzvahs you don't have to do them, but if you do it, you get reward. Okay? So for example, it's not a very good example because it's a big machloikis in the achrayim, but just for argument's sake, okay, is that mitzvah chiyuvis, you have to put on tefillin every day. You have to. You have no choice.
Machloikis?
No. The next thing is machlokes. But mitzvah tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis.
Right.
If you're not wearing four corners, then you don't have to wear tzitzis. But it's a mitzvah kiyumis if you wear tzitzis. Right. Okay? Some people don't learn like that. Some people learn that it's a mitzvah every second if you wear tzitzis. Some people learn that if you're wearing dalet kamos, it's chiyuvis.
Right.
Anyway, but the point is, there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah you have to do, and there's a mitzvah that you're not in the scenario to do it. But if you do it, you'll get mitzvah. So if the Torah Zeraim, and it's really, he says it most clever, we're going to see the Chavetz Chaim himself says it, is that there's two scenarios of tzedakah as well. There's one scenario when the ani comes to you. The ani comes to you and says, I need money.
No.
Knock on the door, I need money. So he's coming to you, you're able to help him. Day machsara, you could fulfill his need. You have to give him money. Now, how much do you have to spend on that? So lechora, it's like an esrog. This guy's your esrog right now, just like you. You could like a rabbi monk one time went to the Blues River Rebbe. It was his uncle. So he went to the Rebbe and he was in the hospital visiting, and he slept all the way to the hospital, and he wasn't available. So he went back, and you know, he went back home. He was a little distraught that he wasn't able to go. So he asked, like, why didn't you come see me? So he says, why didn't you let me come see you? So he says, so the Rebbe tells him, he says, you want to do a mitzvah, so you want me to be your lulav. I'm not in the mood of being your lulav right now. Don't use me for your mitzvah. Okay? So there's a mitzvah. So this guy right now is your lulav, okay? He's your mitzvah. You have to give him the money. You have no choice. Now, if you don't have an esrog, how much money do you have to spend on an esrog? What's the maximum that you have to spend on an esrog?
A fifth
of your money. A fifth of your money. If you can't afford an esrog, and the only esrog you have in town, you're in a desert island, and the only way you're going to get an esrog is you spend up to a fifth of your money, 20%, you're mechuyev to spend up to a fifth, but you don't have to spend more. So therefore, this is the scenario as well with stucco. If the guy's coming to you, and like you said last week, there's a lois assay even if you don't, so it's even worse than an esrog.
You're sick, boys.
What? I'm saying, if there's no other esrog, I'm saying. Right. Yeah, so memela, to do the mitzvah of tzedakah, you also have to spend up to a fifth of your money. That's one scenario. The guy's coming to you, he's here, it's kaini aniyim, he's in front of you, he needs the money. You have to, mechuyev, to give him up to a fifth of your money. Mechuyev. If you want, you can give more than a fifth, just like you can spend more than a fifth on your esrog. But you're not mechuyev. But up to a fifth, you're mechuyev. So on that case, there's no such thing as meiser, not meiser, the whole shiloh. This has nothing to do with ma'aser. This is a regular halacha that you're mechuyev to give. This is Achar Shulchan says. This is the Torah Zoraim says. The other scenario is the guy's not here. I have no one really that I'm mechuyev to give the money to. But there's a new inyan. Just like there's a new inyan that you should set aside money that you make. You should set aside to have handy, so when an ani will come, you'll be able to give him money from that. You know, the extra money you've set aside.
That pool of money.
So since the ani is not here, he's not in front of you, so you don't have a mitzvah of day machsoi, right? You don't have a positive mitzvah of fulfilling his need because he's not here in front of you. In that type of scenario, you should, there's a mitzvah of removcha to set aside a fifth, but you don't have to, okay? And we'll see, maybe that's where meiser comes in. If you don't want to set aside a fifth, so you set aside a tenth, and that's where meiser comes in. Okay, so these are the two scenarios. Now, the problem is, now let's read this inside. This is according to the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, okay? Now, if you read inside in the Avas Chesed, in the Rambam, on the top of the page. So he says the following, and Ois Dalad. I gave out the Avas Chesed, Ois Dalad. He says, V'atan Nevar Prat Echad, Anoigia Harba Binyan Tzedakah. I want to Nevar one thing which is relevant to Tzedakah. Here's some more of them. Yesh Oimim. Some say, which is the Rambam. Okay? He says in the bottom, Hunaveh Mipirsh Mishnah Rambam. Demasha Amru Dechayim Shumi Deyafet. This, that, but giving a fifth is a beautiful thing, an extra mitzvah. It's if you're not aware specifically of a poor person who needs bread, or they don't have what to wear. A real ani. But if you know that there's poor people, widows and orphans, or desperate people, they have no way to fend for themselves and they have no money, it's the ikar halachal hafresh ad chomish nechasav to give a fifth. And the grah is also mashma. What was the grah? Because the grah was a letter. He wrote a letter to his family when he left, and he said, make sure you give off a fifth, or otherwise you're going to be over a lois assays all day long. So clearly, he held that there's a chiv to give it. However, even according to this, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's only if you are able to afford it. But you're not obligated. If you can't afford it, you don't have to push yourself. Rak mitzad mitzvah. Okay? So you're not mechuyev to push yourself. Now, this was the... Now, if anyone was able to read through the footnote, basically the footnote explains the steer in the Rambam, and the whole thing that we explained outside, all this comes from the footnote. But I didn't just send in a wild goose. I mean, he builds up this inyan from the footnote and everything in there. Yeah.
Does nechasa mean Karen?
That was a machlokes too.
It's an excellent question. According to the way we're explaining it, it should come out that you should have to give a fifth of not just your profit, you should have to give a fifth of all your money.
Right.
But I don't think you're mechuyev for a fifth in all.
First year only.
Yeah, it's a big shaila in general, in mitzvahs. Let's say if I spend a fifth of my money on an esrog, and then a fifth of my money on my menorah, and then a fifth of my money on my matzah, and then a fifth of my money on my blintzes or shavuot, by the time I'm done, I'm not going to have any money left, right?
Right.
So, right, but the Gemara,
it goes down very quickly.
So Lemaisa, it's not
again,
so
it's
clear.
Not all.
That question you're raising is a very good one. If you mechayev even the Karen according to this, and some say yes. Okay,
the Rambam the first time. Would you have to do it again on the Karen?
Right, that's the thing. I don't think you mechayev twice on that same Karen for the mitzvah tzedakah, unless you say yeah, because every I'm not sure. I had this question myself. I don't know now. So this is the Chafetz Chaim's Mahalach. Okay. And there's the Goyin and the Chafetz Chaim. Now the thing is, the Chafetz Chaim and the Birki Yosef, who's the Chida, also says this, but the Chida says it's a steer in the Rambam, and we don't pass him like this. Okay, so that was a question we left off last week. Is we have to know two things. Based on this, are we in a situation A of Kaimi Aniyim? Is our situation today a case of where are we in the first scenario or are we in the second scenario? Are we in the scenario where Aniyim are here asking us for money? Are we not in that scenario, number one? Number two is, even if they are, how do we pass in? Okay? So Lagabi, the first question, are we in a situation of Kaimi Aniyim or not? So you'll tell me, of course. I mean, every day Aniyim are coming and saying, Ichab nit geld, I don't have any money. So of course they're asking you for money. So what, according to that, we would be in a major, I don't know, problem. But our situation would be such that we would have to give up to a fifth of our money away for tzedakah, because every ani is coming all the time to ask you for money. So even if you want to say you only have to give from your Karen once, okay, but you got to set aside all your Karen, give a fifth, and give it to every guy that's coming. Divide it up, not divide it up, but give it to him. So the answer to that is based on the Aruch HaShulchan. And here's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says that in an ideal situation where a Klai Yisrael was living by Admasam, and everyone was a couple little shtetlach, or there was places in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was, and everyone had enough money to survive, but there was a few aniyim. Okay? So what would the ani do? He would go to his rich neighbor and say, listen, I don't have money like you, give me money. So the poor man didn't have, the rich man had, and he had enough to give the poor man, and that was the mitzvah of Dei Machsirai, to give the poor man what he has. Yeah, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, nowadays, he says, there are so many aniyim that are coming to you, that there's no way you could do the Dei Machsirai. There's no one yachid, okay, that could do the Dei Machsirai, that could fill the need of all the aniyim that come to you. This is an Aruch HaShulchan's days, okay? So he says, it's impossible. The Ashirim can't. So therefore, he says, therefore, there's no real mitzvah of Dei Machsirai, because it's not set up that way. It's not set up in a way. Our economic system is not set up that a rich person could really fill the need of all the people coming to him. So therefore, the mitzvah of tzedakah in its ideal form really falls off. Now, you have to add on one kanech, which the Chatzal Chaim, I'm telling you right now, does not agree to this kanech. But I'm saying it anyway because I think I have other sources for it, and this is just the only way I can really understand it. Is that the Chafetz Chaim says, "But afal pikin is a mitzvah tzedakah. You can't do Dei Machsirai. So what? Do as much as you can." But I think that the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding, and the Taraz Zeram also, and other Achronim, that this mitzvah of Dei Machsirai that you have to give him, the Gemara says, if he's used to having a car, you have to give him a car. Whatever it is his need is, you have to give it to him. That's not just a sheer how much tzedakah you have to give. That defines the actual mitzvah of tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is filling his need. If you can't fill his need, you're not mechuyev. Not mechuyev to give half his need. If you could fulfill half, you're mechuyev to give his need. If the situation is such that you can't do the mitzvah, so you can't do the mitzvah.
The Rambam says that if you can't give more than
you should give,
but you have to at least give the fifth. So if someone needed $100,000 and your fifth is $20,000, you're still mechuyev to give the $20,000.
So let's get to that.
Especially
hold on.
He could go to five people and he could fulfill his needs.
So we'll see about that. But the point is, I don't think. But you're not mechuyev in Dei Machsirai. So now that you're not mechuyev in Dei Machsirai, now there's another shayla. How much should I give him? I have to give him a fifth.
You're not mechuyev.
Up to 100,000. Can you give it to him and that's it? You're good for the year.
No, because you know that there's going to be behind him another guy that needs 100,000.
Just to be the kind of mammoth, so then you get good for the year.
No, but the point is, since we know that's the Aruch HaShulchan says, since we know that aniyim are coming, so we're not in a situation that we're mechuyev in the Dei Machsirai. So Mamela, we're not really mechuyev in the. Right. It's not anymore the situation of kaimi aniyim. They mechuyev to give this guy the money. Once you're not mechuyev to give this guy the money, you're not mechuyev in a fifth anymore. The whole chiyuv of a fifth is only if you could do the mitzvah of tzedakah in the ideal manner, which is filling his need. If you can't fill his need, so then so you have to help him, but there's no chiyuv of a fifth anymore.
Give him what
you only can get a pasul esrog, so don't spend a fifth of your money on the pasul esrog. Right, so it's the same thing. You're not mechuyev anymore in this guy because this guy he needs his whole chasana. I can't give him his whole chasana. Now what? I should spend up to a fifth to give him half his chasana? I'm not mechuyev to do that. So Mamela, since I'm not mechuyev to do that, so there's no de machsoira anymore. Once there's no de machsoira anymore, so Mamela, I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah. This is in the ikar fashion of the mitzvah. Okay, now what's the source? What's the makar for this? Okay, now what's the makar for this? What? There's a half asterisk. Yeah. What's the makar for this? The makar for this is not the machzor, it's not the heft of the mitzvah. It's a vada yom, it's not a mitzvah, we're not mechuyev anymore. It's not called kaim yanim.
The mitzvah, entire mitzvah system, unless you can ideally fulfill the whole mitzvah, the whole
mitzvah. What I'm saying is that in tzedakah gufa, you have two eifanim. You have a case of kaim yanim, that's what I said before. You have a mitzvah kiyumis of it and a mitzvah chiyuvis of it. The mitzvah chiyuvis of it is if you can give the machzor, he's mutl, he's placing himself, his need on you, then you have to fill his need. But anyway, even if he places the need, I can't do it. So now I have a mitzvah chiyuvis to give him tzedakah, but I don't have that level of mitzvah chiyuvis
anymore.
Not that
amount.
You have other mitzvah to give him, but I'm saying it's not the.
So I don't have a mitzvah chiyuvis right now to give what I can.
But then
it's not the machzor.
You're never going to fulfill what you.
300 years ago, the machzor meant he needed something to eat for breakfast. Now everyone knocks on your door. He's 160,000.
Right. Exactly, but it's not just him.
The machzor anymore.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You're not giving him food to eat. Don't
no, no. The Gemara says day machzor is whatever his need is. If his need is to make a chasana, then that's exactly. So I can't fill that. So I don't have a chiyuv anymore. Once I don't have a chiyuv, I don't have a choymish.
So it becomes.
What's the makar for this? Turn in your shulchan aruch. We're going to learn this be'in in a few weeks, okay? But I just want to point it out now so that you understand what I'm saying.
But the question still stands. Why do we have to take it to the nine next people into account, like you were saying before?
That's the Aruch HaShulchan's Chiddush already, because we know that's the Derech HaOilam today. That's the Aniyim.
I
don't know if that's only the Chiddush. It makes a lot of sense. That's the Metzius of the Aniyim today.
That's the way it is. What he's asking. Huh? It's in front of you.
Ever different?
Yeah.
Really? That's your question.
It was a couple of rich guys. A couple guys just. It was an agricultural system. So you had enough wheat to make your challahs for Shabbos. What else did you need?
First, you know,
some guys had their wheat, some guys had a lot of wheat, some guys didn't have any wheat. So it wasn't so complicated. Okay, now Lamaisa is like this. Let's move on. So Lamaisa, this is the big chiddush over here, I think, that we're trying to draw out from the Aruch HaShulchan, from the Taras Hazorim, and from what it seems to be. Now the makar for this chiddush is a halacha later in Siman Reish Nun, which is the next page. It's from where you had in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we're not learning this right now all the way. I just want to point out something. Reish Nun, the next page, after Reish Mem Tes, the next page, top of the page. Not the back of the page, the next page. You're in the tour. So it says over there, the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, they have to give deim achsoira. You have to fulfill a person's need. And then if you look in the first drama in Siman Sif Aleph and Siman Reish Nun, you're in the tour. Okay, so the Ramah says the following. There's Venira, the Chol Zeb Gaboy Tzedakah, someone that is in charge of the fund of the city, so he should give each ani what he needs, Oy Ravin Biyachad, or a group of people. Aval Ein Hayachid Mechuyev, Litein Lo Ani De Machsoira. An individual is not Mechuyev to give the ani De Machsoira, El Modia Tzar Le Rabin, Vim Ein Rabin Metzlein, Yitin La Yachid, Im Yadam Asar, Yitin La Yachid, only if he's able to, but otherwise he's not mechuyev. So this is called the halacha of mechazer al pesachim. This is called the halacha of somebody that goes door to door. Okay, someone that goes door to door. So his mitzias is that he's not being matal his need on you. He's being matal his need on everybody. So therefore, there's no one person that has the day machsoira.
Everybody.
So there's no one person because if a harai, if he comes to you and he's you're not going to give him, he's going to go to the next guy. He's not coming here for you. Okay, if you would be a guy, fly to Los Angeles to meet.
Even if you do give him,
what?
He's going to the next guy. Even if you do
Okay, but the point is, once he's matil tzari l'rabim, he makes himself a mechazer al apsachim. He goes door to door and he places his need on the tzibor. It's not anymore the situation that each individual is mechuyev in day machsara. So therefore, okay, I know that's on that point. So therefore, nowadays, goes to door-to-door, Pesach. So therefore, so let's just summarize what we're saying. Since today we're in a situation which the aniyim are not placing their need on any specific, if you, let's say, you have a relative that no one knows he's poor. You have a relative, he just lost his job, and no one really knows he needs money, and the guy comes to you, and he says, listen, I'm making a chasana. Last time I made a chasana, it was a nice chasana. Everyone still thinks I have money, and I don't, and I can't afford it. And what should I do? You're my best friend. You're the only person that knows my matzav. There's nothing for me to do. Maybe that's totally different. That's a guy who's an ani. He's not been mechazer al psachim. He's not going to anybody else. He's only placing his need on you. Then maybe you and mechuyev up to a fifth of your money to give him what he needs. Because that's the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah.
And why is
but
that
normally,
from us, sir? Why can't you take that from us, sir?
I'm not saying you can't take it from us. I'm saying, but you have to give even in a fifth. Okay, so
he's saying up to a fifth. Yeah. Maestro's
okay.
Only 10.
What?
This is 20.
If you can afford the whole
thing. If you can afford it. If you can't afford it.
They don't think of anything.
If you can't
afford it.
If you can't afford
it.
If you can't afford it. Well, I'm not sure about that.
Not like that. Rambam says that if you can't afford the whole thing, you still have to give up to your fifth.
I understand. I'm referring to what we were saying.
No. It's very possible that even if you, well, what happens if you can't afford it in that scenario? If you can't afford it in that scenario, you can't afford it. But so shir nisinasa im yada masagis itishiki fitzarich aniim. If im ein yada masagis, if you can't afford it berevach, okay. So that means that memela again, you can't do the day machsoy right now. So once you can't do the day machsoy right now, but what would that mean? That would mean if you would give a fifth of your money, more than if you would give out the whole fifth, you would now become an ani that you would need to go to someone else for your money. But short of that, Mishlam, you'd be mechuyev. Because the Torah's not going to make it that you have to give a fifth of your money
and then
go to someone else to collect.
Crazy.
So if you yourself are not going to be able to meet your needs by doing that, it could be that you're potter. Because tzedakah is not, an esrog, maybe not. An esrog, even if you become poor from it. Tzedakah, Ramosha has a svara that it's not mistaver that the Torah would say you're mechuyev and then become an ani.
That's for sure.
Okay, fine. So
in that scenario, if you would say to your best friend, I really can't afford to give you the whole chasana, then he's going to have to go to other people.
But he's not coming. He's coming to you. The mitzvah's
right,
on you.
But really, he's
not being mechazal himself. He's not.
But he's going to have to if you can't afford it.
He's telling you he's not going anywhere else.
Right now he's not. Right now it's a different scenario. Right now he's placing the mitzvah on you. Okay, fine. So based on this, I think we can read the Shulchan Aruch, and it's really very, 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 very gishmak. Is that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam hold that if you have a real mitzvah of tzedakah, and it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, you have to give up to a chaymish. There's nothing, that's for sure.
You have to give or loan?
Kipshut, you have to give. Your yoytze, maybe with a loan also, maybe you could loan some of it. It's a big arichas in the Chavetz Chaim. Maybe we'll learn that. But you're mechuyev up to a fifth of your nechasim. If he's not in that scenario, then you set aside a fifth, and that's chaymish. Okay? And up to a fifth. But you don't have to, and at least you should set aside ma'aser. That leads us into the whole concept of ma'aser. Okay? So let's assume that nowadays, this is our situation, and therefore, normally you don't have the ideal mitzvah tzedakah, so I set aside ma'aser. Now, what should you use your ma'aser for? Now, let's remember, a lot of the things that we tend to give our ma'aser for may not be considered tzedakah. It's not tzedakah, it's not helping poor people. Okay, so they're beautiful. It's chesed. It's a lot of things, but it may not be tzedakah. Okay, what? Giving money to a building.
Pay for your aliyah.
A shul.
Right.
A shul do. Pay for the eruv.
May not be.
These are. It depends. Mikvah, what? Well, mikvah is different. It's not, that's already like a chiv in the community. What?
Chai lifeline,
bikur cholim, matzala. Yeah.
Sometimes
it depends what it is. Well, not to you, know,
exactly.
To the building for sure. To a building is not tzedakah.
Right.
But it could be called itself is. It could be. Sorry, I didn't say kol or yeshiva because kol or yeshiva could be different. Because yeshiva and yeshiva, you're supporting the bachur. And it could be it's different, but anyway, but these things are not tzedakah. Okay, so can you? So if we're saying, okay, so now I only set aside a tenth of my money for tzedakah, and now what do I do with my ma'aser? I gave it all to the Pliny organization. How does that address your tzedakah? Now, poor guy comes too. I'm sorry. You could have a dollar, but I already used up my ma'aser money
for the year. Right?
What are you talking about? Used your ma'aser on what? On this, whatever.
China's auction. Right.
So what does that mean? How does that address your tzedakah obligations? Okay, this is a big kasha I've always had for many years. This problem. What is one thing after ma'aser is very nice. It's a minimum that you have to set aside for tzedakah. Then you go ahead and use it for non-tzedakah things. Okay. So let's see the Rama. The Rama brings this up. And we'll start getting into Meiser now, starting from next week, okay? Hagah. V'al yivaz is adam yoisim echoimesh, but the Ramah holds very strongly that you should not spend more than a fifth. And I think that the Ramah is going l'shitasei from the Ramah that we saw later, that the Ramah holds that nowadays, if someone comes to you, you have no chiv necessarily normally. De machsoira, rather send them onto the community. That's
where
the other.
Where are you?
I'm back in Reish Mem Tes now. Reish Mem Tes Aleph in the Ramah. In the Haggah. Va'yivaz v'zodom yoyse mechoymish. Do not spend more than a fifth. Shlo yitzarech labrius, because otherwise you're going to become poor. V'dafko koyim echayev. That's during your lifetime. Of b'shas moysoy during your after. B'shas yochol adam litin stalka komash yirtza. We already discussed this last man. Is that a problem of diverting your inheritance? Like I said, is that an issa? Ve'ein lasus. Now he says ve'ein lasus mimaiser shaloi. Says the Ramah, you should not use your Meiser money, Dvar Mitzvah, to supply the electric bill for the shul, or another mitzvah, rather give your ma'aser money to the aniyim. Okay, now, before we get, this is what the Ramah says, and we have to explain that. But you could read the Ramah as saying, that we're going to see, no one actually reads the Ramah this way. There are four pshatim in the Ramah, none of them are this. But you could have read the Ramah as saying exactly what we just said. Listen, It may not be a scenario of kaimi aniyim. It may not be a scenario that the aniyim are in front of you. However, set aside money for tzedakah and use it for tzedakah when they come. You're not mechuyev chaimish, but you should set aside ma'aser. It's a nice inyan. We have to see what the inyan is. It's a nice inyan. You should set aside ma'aser and therefore use it for poor people. But that's not what the Ramah means. We'll see what the Ramah does mean. But our minhag today, which is that we do use our ma'aser money for other things, I think all of it comes from this explanation that we started off the morning with. Because we're not in the matzav that we really have a mitzvah of tzedakah anymore. Because no one comes to us with their whole tzarech. So we don't have the chiv tzedakah. So now what is it? There's a new inyan of ma'aser. We have to explain what that inyan of ma'aser is. But there's a new inyan of ma'aser to set aside your money to give away, to help people.
So we're on the parsha of tzedakah?
You could still fulfill the mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev in it. Since you're not mechuyev in it, so therefore now there's a new shaila. What should I do with my ma'aser money? What's a bigger mitzvah? Kiyumis. I should send it to an organization, or should I give it to this poor person? That's not necessarily clear anymore. So therefore, since nowadays we don't have the regular full-fledged mitzvah of tzedakah, all we have is the mitzvah kiyumis part. We have a positive mitzvah that if you give someone, you're helping him, it's kiyum and it's tzedakah. Therefore, it's not so clear that dafka, you should use your ma'aser money for tzedakah more than anything else. As a matter of fact, we'll see the Chafetz Chaim is masbir in detail what was the ikar purpose of tzedakah, of ma'aser. Was it dafka for aniyim or not?
What about the close guy that comes to you?
Yeah, but that's not El Chami. If he comes, that's not what Meister's for. That's what Meister's addressing.
But he could afford it and he could do it. He doesn't have money.
What happens?
He got $50,000, not $100,000. He could afford $50,000. He's only coming to you.
You got to give it. But that's not the normal case, I'm saying. Everyone's asking, well, I'm going to set aside my money. Over the course of the year, I'm going to bump into people in shul, and I'm going to get letters in the mail, and all this type of stuff. Right?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So that's not
level. Now we're on the same level of other things.
Right. Okay. Now, therefore, by the way, there's two other very important chidushim we spoke out last week, but I just want to speak it out again. Is that even if you say kaim yaniim, there's two other points. Is that a letter coming in the mail
is not the same as
a letter, and even a gavai tzedakah, right, someone coming on behalf of other people, neither of those two scenarios is considered a chiv tzedakah because he's not in front of you. It's only, we're only talking about the guy himself that's asking for the money's in front of you, even not through a letter and not through a gabbai. That's number one. Now, based on this, let's learn the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, and next week we're going to go to all the halachas of Meiser. I mean, not next week, we'll start next week. Of the shalas of Meiser. People always ask, how do you mafresh it? Do you, what expenses do you take off before Meiser? What expenses do you take off after Meiser? What are you allowed to use Meiser for? What, you know, and all these type of shalas we're going to start talking about next week. But we have to build up first, understand. Where is Meiser coming from, and why doesn't it just all go to Lenium?
So now you have a hierarchy. So the biggest mitzvah is a chiyuvus of tzedakah, which we're saying doesn't exist anymore.
Unless then you have that one scenario.
Unless they come to you specifically.
Right, but it's not very rare. Then you have Meiser, and then you have tzedakah where it's chiyuvus.
Right, which you could use your Meiser money for, but a lot of that you have to do all of it for.
It's yours,
right.
Wait,
correct.
It's equal. The
last thing is not necessarily third. It's just that it's there's Meiser. Now you have to know, should you use Meiser for organizations? Should you use your Meiser for tzedakah, laniyim coming in front of you? What should you use it for? Okay? They're all different mitzvahs. Maybe loaning money you could use. We'll see. The Chofetz Chaim describes what you should do. Now look at one more halacha here. You should always give at least one third of a shekel,
which is not a lot,
for tzedakah a year. You know, even if there's no aniyim around and you're not mechuyev in anything, and you have all your meiser, and you're giving all your meiser to that organization that does a lot of chesed for people. Okay, so I give away all my meiser to that. I have no money left for aniyim. You should at least give one third of a shekel to aniyim every year, and if not, you didn't fulfill mitzvah tzedakah that year, and that's not good. Now, how much is a third of a shekel?
Not a lot.
It's $1.66.
I'm saying it's really
so as long as you do $1.66 a year with your maestro money to poor people, you're right.
That's not the same amount today.
Literally one shekel.
A third of a shekel. It's a gemara. You should give a third of a shekel, not a half. A half shekel is for the base of mikdash. A third of the shekel is for aniyim. You should give a third of the shekel once a year. Now again, the Ramah is talking about, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where there's loikai mianim. Again, I never understood what was this Ramah, what was this Mechaber talking about? Right. If he's in front of you, give it to him. What's lo'olam lo'yimna atam atzmai? Because he's talking about you can't do day machsara anyway. You can't afford it, or he's not in front of you, whatever. So you should at least, as a mitzvah kiyumis, you should at least give tzedakah once a year, $1.66, a third of a shekel, to make sure you yotzei tzedakah.
It has to do with whether
you
can fulfill
Dei Machser.
To every
Onion. No, but that's the same thing, because it's only Mutal on you, the Dei Machser, if he's asking you for it. If he's not in front of you, he's not asking you for it.
But even if he is in front of you,
if this best friend, okay, would send a Shliach to ask you for the money, you wouldn't have to go do it.
True, yeah. but if he comes himself and you cannot do it.
You cannot do it?
You can't fulfill Dei Machser.
Yes.
But even if he's in front of you, you don't have a mitzvah chiyuvus.
Correct.
Correct.
Why not the shliach?
No.
It's the ani.
He's not.
I don't know about a shliach. A gabbai tzedakah. That's the lashon. A gabbai. A gabbai tzedakah whose job it is to collect money for other people. If it's mamash a shliach, personal shliach, maybe it's different. I don't know. Yeah. But we're talking about a gabbai tzedakah. Okay?
You go.
So, this is what it's mashash for some achronim. Again, I'm putting the disclaimer again. We're learning Shulchan Aruch here. Halacha l'maisa, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't necessarily agree with this whole setup. But this is how we're going to go with it now, because this is, I think, the Havana that's the most clear. Okay, fine. So again, so next week we're going to start going into all the Meiser Shilas. A lot of it is from the Shulchan Aruch itself, and a lot of it is, you know, later Shilas. We'll hopefully get some clarity.